Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok, and we have a major winter storm hitting the region, and classic nor'easter. It looks like it's shaping up to be, most of us, over a foot or more. New York City, Connecticut, under blizzard watches, Alan, and winter storm warnings for most of us in the rest of the region, as well as watches for the northerly sections. This is going to be a big one. You're going to have to stay in or be very careful if you're going to go out from about midnight tonight right through Wednesday night.
David, you're right. You know, you take a look at these projected maps. You hope they're wrong, of course, except if you're a ski area, I suppose you might hope they're right. But it's always better to prepare and to have water on hand. And, you know, if you're living in a place where the electricity goes out, it's always a good idea to fill up the bathtub so you have some water. So nobody should be a hero if you can avoid it.
From there to what happened over the weekend, and that's President Trump asking 46 U.S. attorneys appointed by President Barack Obama to resign, one of them Preet Bharara from the Southern District of New York. He immediately refused to resign. He was then immediately fired by the Trump administration. And his comments since, one was perhaps a shot at the governor that he kind of knows how the Moreland Commission feels.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Look, he was furious when Cuomo disbanded the Moreland Commission, which he had set up to get to the root of corruption in Albany, the governor had. And then without any explanation, some people think it was getting a little too close and too uncomfortable. And so the Moreland Commission was disbanded. And of course, Bharara took over a lot of what happened. And as a result, we know that both Shelley Silver, the Speaker, and Dean Skelos, the head of the Senate, are on their way to jail unless, of course, there's some kind of a reprieve. So, yes, he finds himself in the same position, except here's what's interesting about this. It proves once again that Trump is a prevaricator, if not a liar. The fact is, he said during the campaign, it's one of the ways he got votes, he said he was going to reappoint this fighting U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara. Then, when he asks everybody to resign, it includes Bharara. Bharara says he won't. They call him and they tell him he's fired. Now, in New York Times this morning, it turns out, and this is fascinating, that the president had reached out to phone Bharara, but Bharara knew that he shouldn't be talking to the president, particularly if it was about a particular case, because that's a no-no. And he called the Justice Department. Justice Department told him, probably because they understood what was at stake here, not to do it. So we don't know why Bharara was fired. I have written a column for next week in which I lay out about five different reasons it may have happened. Somebody from Wall Street, for example, may have gotten to the president and said, uh-oh, he's breathing down our necks, he's getting too close. We know that he has open Wall Street cases, and we do know that the president has surrounded himself with these characters. So that's one possibility. For the others, you just have to read the column. Now, the next question is, where will he go from now? Well, there are a lot of people already yelling, run, Preet, run. And run for any one of a number of offices, mayor of New York City, governor of New York State, or president of the United States. And that's not good news for Andrew Cuomo, who is now setting up the apparatus to run for president. We all know it. So that's why Bharara, who is a really good U.S. attorney and who had been asked to stay by the president and then fired, something happened. And what a lot of people are going to be talking about is what happened. Now, Bharara, of course, is not as well known as Cuomo. As Jimmy Vielkind and others have pointed out, this is not a guy who everybody knows. Everybody knows the Cuomo name. And people who know precious little about politics do know that Mario Cuomo is a governor they liked. This guy, Andrew Cuomo, is the beneficiary of the Cuomo name. So, is Cuomo faced with a contest from Preet Bharara? Well, a lot of people are saying, I hope so. At least there'll be some contest. At least there'll be some democracy. And people get to know candidates real fast during a campaign.
One of the interesting things, as we see lawmakers from both sides of the aisle responding to the firing, is that we haven't heard much from the mayor or the governor about Bharara's firing.
Well, it would appear that they're both beneficiaries of the U.S. attorney being fired, because Cuomo, of course, faces the trial of his top people. And everybody's been holding their breath to see, because if Cuomo has to testify, we don't know who's going to throw him under the bus. Now, the mayor of New York is also under investigation for pay-to-play, along with his people. So it would appear that their best strategy now is to say nothing.